everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, February 6, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of bills, things that I'm looking at in Lansing, but nothing really pertinent or even feasible of going forward at this time because of the gridlock in the House. However, the governor is not holding back in moving forward with divisions and her cabinet. Governor Gretchen Whitmer makes $159,300 per year, and 262 state employees make more than the governor of the state, including 16 of the 19 department heads. We just talked with Ian Murphy, talking about the health department. Well, many of those bosses, many of those department directors, make more than their boss. This according to records obtained by MERS News Service as a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act. Four of the top five paid state government employees are located in the Bureau of Investment, which is housed within the Department of Treasury. The treasurer, Rachel Eubanks, is paid $202,894. The highest paid employee in the state, listen to this, makes $535,197. Folks, I believe the president of the United States only makes $400,000. Well, this government structure, 10 years ago, is showing that the exact same of payments were then paid to the same bureaucratic agency departments, less inflation. Inflationary costs have driven these salaries up. Eubanks, the treasurer, is not the highest paid cabinet member. Who gets that? The Michigan Department of Education State Superintendent Michael Rice. Over a quarter of a million a year. $251,661. Several other employees in the Department of Education. Deputy State Superintendent Delsa Chapman. Chief Deputy Superintendent Sue Carnell. All of them make more than the governor. Michigan National Guard Major General Paul Rogers also makes more than the governor. He comes in at $221,739. And also, Brian Love and Ann Zerbe, that work within the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, also make more. Finally, Department of Civil Service, John Noki, he's pulling down $204,000. And Jonathan Patterson is above $200,000 as well. Now, when you look at the other elected officials, Attorney General Dana Nessel and the Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, they make $112,410. But in Nessel's case, the highest paid employee in her office, Fadwa Hamoud, one of her assistant attorney generals, makes double what the elected attorney general makes at $229,000. Again, putting her back in the top 10 highest employees paid in the state. And the aforementioned Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel, Just under 200,000. Most of the department heads range from 193,233 to Hertel's 198,916. But listen to this litany of bureaucratic agencies and these directors. Department of Ag and Rural Development, Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy Director, Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, Director of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, Department of Natural Resources Director, Department of Transportation, Department of Insurance and Financial Services Director, and finally, Department of Technology, Management, and Budget. All of them make $193,233. Even the director of the Department of Civil Rights, John Johnson Jr., he still makes more than the governor at $171,400. No one in the Department of State made more than Whitmer, according to the Council of State Governments, and Michigan's governor is the 19th best paid governor among the 50 states, with her salary a little bit above average. Now, you understand that these department heads, they are all appointed by the governor. The amount of money that this state pays for management of these bureaucratic agencies and department, in my opinion, need to be cut by half. How can you have the governor, who's the boss of these people, earning less money than these department heads? How has it gotten so out of control in Lansing? You honestly think that there's no way that we could cut these budgets, these salaries, and number one, these people would stay on their current job? Or we couldn't find somebody else to run these bureaucratic agencies at a lower cost. And she's claiming that the budget she's going to propose tomorrow on Wednesday will be, quote unquote, very similar to the one they're currently operating under. How are they going to fund it, Governor? That's my question. The last fiscal year budget that we're currently operating under for 2024, you had $9 billion in there of China virus money, and it's gone. How are you going to even begin to think that you can keep it at the current $82 billion number when you don't have the China virus money to help you? And she wants to increase the cost for four-year-olds to go to pre-K daycare, basically, and pay for associate's tuition degrees for community colleges to high school graduates. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we're going to see where this all goes. We're going to follow this. We're going to see if, in fact, she's going to claim to make any cuts anywhere, but I don't see how. And I don't see that there's any support from the Democrats to cut the budget. Again, the only possible answer we could have is increase in taxes. So we'll be following this story and just thought these numbers were interesting. How many of these 16 of 19 department heads make more? And when you actually expand it out, 262 total state employees make more than the governor's $159,300. That's how much we got to pay to get people to work for the state government with all their other benefits. Blue Cross and Blue Shield Gold, paid sick days, paid legal holidays. How many weeks of vacation that they get. And this is the best we can do in managing our state finances. Right. Unbelievable. Just thought that was an interesting story to throw out there. One other thing that's really interesting, the governor's budget switch that she's looking at giving to the Republicans. Kind of an interesting tie into this story, kind of like a double play. Last week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed $670 million to fund K-12 priorities. Instead of using the money toward paying off the public school retirement debt. However, the Republicans were not very receptive to her proposal. Bill Ballinger, the Ballinger Report, when asked about her wanting to redirect this money, could this secretly make the legislative Republicans happy because then they can criticize her for it? While in reality, being grateful for the additional money to the school budget. Ballinger, yep, sounds about right. They've criticized her for it, but yet they'll find ways to shovel it into the fiscal year 2024-25 school year. Of course, the details, the devil is in the details, and they may not like how the governor and her Democratic-controlled legislature choose to respond. Bill Ballinger, Ballinger Report. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got a couple of text messages, housekeeping to get to. Surprised that the governor hasn't given herself a raise by now. Well, first of all, the governor can't give any raises. They are part of a budget process, and the main elected officials, their salaries for governor, secretary of state, attorney general, any elected office has to be done by the legislature. You'd have to be support for it in the House and the Senate, and then they would have to submit it to the governor for signature. But it would have to come from our representatives. The governor cannot give herself a raise. Now, one of the other components to this is pretty interesting. Cliff Tellini, our beef farmer over in Onaway. And again, if you would like to reach out to him, he still has some sample one-pound packages of the ground beef. If you'd like to give him a call, $4.25 a pound. We loved it. We picked up some, and we've used it already for chili during the Lions football games. We also made some absolutely phenomenal homemade lasagna. It was great. But you can give them a call, 989-733-2782. You can try out the one-pound packages if you like it. Very lean beef. I got to tell you, folks, this is very lean, good-tasting Montana Ancestry Black Angus beef. He also has quarters and halves available, already processed down at Ebel's, frozen, vacuum sealed, and ready for delivery. Text me beef, and I'll text you the phone number. Well, Cliff opining says it's exactly why we need to get the signatures for Axe My Tax. Get rid of the property taxes. Change the way revenue sharing is done with Lansing to the local units of government. Get everything done at the local level. Absolutely agree with that 100%. My only fault I had with Carla Wagner was I wanted her to include in the petition drive to absolutely abolish the road commissions. Put those dollars back into the county road commissions at the local level. Property taxes affect land values and your home's value. I'll give you a perfect example. We live on a private road. Our little subdivision, when the developer did it, chose to be responsible for the maintenance of this private road. We don't live on a public dedicated road. The road is starting to decay. The asphalt is aged. There's been some heavy trucks up and down here delivering building materials and things. It's taking its toll on the asphalt. We now, as homeowners of this street, we have to take care of the maintenance of it. Well, I pointed out to Carla that if the road commissions were in charge of the roads, period, all of them, not just private roads, public roads, interstates, highways, through the savings we get by shutting down MDOT in Lansing, could improve people's property values. Vacant land parcels would be worth more money because they now have nice roads accessing those parcels. But evidently her attorney felt that that was too far a reach of a legislative reach into the budget process and did not want to include it in the petition. As I told her, she could have had a lot of money from John Carlo down in Macomb County, Elmer's in Traverse City, other road building companies around the state would love to get rid of MDOT and have that money come to us locally. Because a lot of these county road commissions would not be able to do all the work themselves. They would have to subcontract it out to local building companies up here in our area. But he's still in favor of this getting rid of the property taxes. And Lansing is freaking out. Even one of their special interest lobbying attorneys down there, Dykema, they have the building in there with the senators right across the street from the Capitol. Even the Michigan Association of Counties are against it. Oh, they are whining and crying like crazy. Why? Because this is so popular with we the people. It's polling right now at 60-some percent down in Detroit. $140,000 assessed value in Detroit. Do you know what they're paying for property taxes? Over $5,000 a year. Are you kidding me? Detroit would vote for this overwhelmingly. That's why we got to get the signatures. Hour number three, today's show, top of the news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care.